A national Democratic law firm has filed a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's congressional maps. It's Thursday, January 18th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a new report shows water quality on the Mississippi River has largely improved over the last three decades. And those funny signs that you see along Wisconsin highways are going to be going away soon. Evan Casey will tell us why. Stay with us.
On Wisconsin Today, you hear the biggest stories in our state delivered with the context you need from a source you can trust. This journalism is community supported. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A Democratic law firm has filed a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's congressional districts. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, it builds off a finding by the Wisconsin Supreme Court last month that state legislative districts are unconstitutional.
Late last month, the High Court overturned Wisconsin's Assembly and Senate maps. A lawsuit filed Tuesday argues that Wisconsin's eight congressional districts therefore also need to change. Six of those districts are held by Republicans. Only two are viewed as competitive. The plaintiffs argued that, in purple Wisconsin, more of the districts should be competitive. If the lawsuit succeeds, it could upend congressional races just months before the 2024 election. The state Supreme Court has not yet said whether it will hear the case. Republican leaders blasted the lawsuit. They called it evidence that the state Supreme Court has been bought and paid for by Democrats, and they suggested that they'll appeal any outcome to the U.S. Supreme Court. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
University of La Crosse's interim chancellor Betsy Morgan addressed the school yesterday for the first time since former chancellor Joe Gao was fired. Gao's firing at the end of December followed the discovery that he and his wife made and distributed pornographic videos online. That story drew national media attention. Morgan assured students and faculty that the media focus and jokes about Gao's termination will eventually stop.
And we will all still be here doing what we have always done, pursuing the education of students as our primary mission.
Gao is on paid administrative leave. A legal investigation is being conducted to determine if he'll retain his tenure. Morgan said he's not teaching this year. Gao has argued that his First Amendment rights have been violated, and he's not yet decided if he'll sue the UW system. Democrats and Republicans could have their presidential nominees long before Wisconsin votes on April 2nd. Robert DeAndrea has more on what to expect for the state's primaries.
Of the six Republican presidential candidates chosen to be on Wisconsin's primary ballot, three have already dropped out of the race. And President Joe Biden is the only Democrat who will appear on his party's ballot. Most states will have already voted by the time Wisconsin has a say. Julia Azari is a political science professor at Marquette University. She says while early states may have an outsized role in choosing a nominee, later primaries can have an impact on competitive races.
Sometimes having a late primary is politically advantageous in this process, and sometimes it's not. And, you know, we'll just wait and see.
In 2016, April primary wins boosted the campaigns of Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz, even though they eventually lost to their party's frontrunners. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Senate has passed legislation that could unlock around $78 million in federal funding to expand electric vehicle charging stations. One bill authored by Republican State Senator Howard Markline would change a state law that bars anyone except utilities from charging for electricity. Another bill would allow the federal funds to go towards fast charging stations being built every 50 miles on major state highways. Some local governments have raised concerns about the bills blocking them from charging the public to use stations they've already built. Eau Claire County Recycling and Sustainability Coordinator Regan Watts says they installed three chargers in 2022.
So either we would be covering the bill on that electricity usage, or we would be, you know, just not providing it to the public, which is not what our aim was initially. We wanted to provide it as a service to the public for those using our facilities.
But still, Watts says she supports the effort to unlock federal funding to expand charging stations in Wisconsin. That plan still needs final approval by the Wisconsin State Assembly. A new report found efforts to address water quality on the Mississippi River have largely worked over the last three decades. As Hope Kerwin reports, experts say new attention is needed to address a different set of contaminants.
The Upper Mississippi River Basin Association looked at water quality data from 1989 to 2018. The report found levels of sediment, metals, and phosphorus all declined after previously being areas of concern. Sean Giblin from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the report also shows new challenges for the Mississippi River.
There's sort of the other side of the spectrum, too, where you have things like chloride. Yeah, as a result of road salt and nitrogen are sort of moving the other way.
Giblin says these contaminants have not received the same emphasis in the past, but awareness is growing. He points to increasing farm conservation practices to reduce nitrogen runoff and efforts by municipalities to change how they're salting roads in winter. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
New research finds that early exposure to lead pipes can shorten an American man's lifespan. A UW-Madison researcher compared census data from men living in cities with lead water pipes in the early 20th century to those living in cities without them. He and a co-author also looked at death records and the installation of water systems in 761 cities. They found that children born in cities that used lead pipes lived about 3 months less on average. Retired pediatrician Beth Neary is with the Wisconsin Environmental Health Network. She says the findings add to what's known about the long-term effects of lead exposure.
It's pretty clear that lead is well established as a harmful toxicant. I mean, we had the Flint crisis, right? And over time, these pipes are just going to break down more and more. So it's time to just get rid of them.
Researchers say they found children from Black and low-income families in cities with lead pipes lived around 9.5 months less. And finally, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation will no longer be able to use those dad jokes to bring safety messages to the state highways. As Evan Casey reports, some aren't too happy about the change.
There are over 150 electronic signs above highways across the state. They often share funny or witty messages about traffic safety. But new guidance from the Federal Highway Administration says signs can no longer have jokes or pop culture references. Milwaukee resident John Balestrieri spends hours behind the wheel. He's not happy about the change.
You know, you get tired, your mind starts to fade and wander. If you see the sign, read the message, your brain has to wake up. And that's kind of nice to have that and just kind of go, okay, you get a chuckle.
Drew Suster also says it'll take some getting used to.
It's like seeing a mural that you would always pass by on your way to work getting painted over, you know?
The change will go into effect in 2026. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Put me in the category of being a little upset about that. I always like looking at the signs you can see along the way. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. The producers putting the show together today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. We'll be right back in your podcast feed tomorrow for a Friday edition of Wisconsin Today. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.